Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. Health Senator Kalaci has called for more responsibility on the part of Berliners at demonstrations during the corona crisis. After this past weekend's assembly against racism with about 15,000 participants at Alexanderplatz, Kalaci told the German press agency on Sunday, quote, "In the pandemic, both the organizers and the participants have a great responsibility. It is also possible to demonstrate at a distance while wearing mouth and nose protection. We have successfully reduced the number of new infections to a low level, but this does not mean that the pandemic is over." She went on to stress that the right to demonstrate is a great asset in our democracy, and it's also important at this time to demonstrate against racism, but that the health of Berliners must also be valued and therefore protected. Following the death of African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis, thousands more than expected demonstrated against racism at Alex on Sunday. While the police called for the corona rules to be observed and extended the demo area to adjacent streets, it was reported that many demonstrators had come without masks and did not keep the prescribed distance of 1.5 meters. Berlin's Interior Senator Geisel defended the decision to no longer limit the number of participants in open-air demonstrations in the capital, stating to the German press agency, quote, "I still think this is the right thing to do." But at the same time, he appealed to keep the distance rule, adding, quote, "The basic rights to freedom of assembly and freedom of opinion are elementary. Nevertheless, people must be aware, protect themselves and others, and the principle of distance must always be observed. This was not possible on Saturday throughout Germany, not even in Berlin at Alex, because as with the previous week, the number of participants expected by the applicant of the demonstration was exceeded many times over." Geisel added that he shares the political concern of the demonstrators against racism and that the gathering at Alex was on a whole very peaceful, but, quote, "regretted that police officers were attacked in the immediate vicinity afterwards and that some participants were injured." Following the recent demonstrations against racism, Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn has also expressed concern about crowds of people during the pandemic. He tweeted Saturday evening, quote, "The fight against racism needs our joint commitment every day, but crowds of people in the middle of the pandemic worry me. Keep your distance, wear a mask, and look out for each other to protect ourselves and others." What began as a small demonstration with about 40 participants at the end of March has developed into a protest movement against the corona restrictions, the government, and authorities. It's being reported that the corona crisis was something like a birth for these, quote, "hygiene demos," and week after week, more people came together despite bans on assembly and rules of distance. In their research for ARD Contraste, filmmakers Sylvia Duve and Marcus Weller show how drastically the character of the hygiene demos has changed. Thomas Kleche, professor of social psychology, explains that at the beginning of the protests at the end of March, the fear of corona restrictions was in the foreground, and there was a kind of, quote, "pure Marxist, Trotskyist social analysis and criticism," and that quickly opened up to right-wing extremist and conspiracy theory outside groups. This development is also made clear by a survey commissioned by the ARD political magazine Contraste from the Infratest DMAP, where 500 people were questioned after a representative random selection. According to the evaluations of the interviewees, conspiracy ideologies are widespread. 17% of those questioned said that they consider the corona crisis to be a pretext for politicians to permanently restrict civil liberties. The majority of those surveyed, however, are concerned about this development. Almost two-thirds surveyed stated they see conspiracy myths as a growing threat to democracy. In contrast, 29% said they did not consider them a threat. Professor Kliche said that many participants of the hygiene demos often consider the coronavirus to be a kind of international coup intended to cover up a systemic crisis in order to install a kind of authoritarian regime, a kind of world domination, and added that it is not yet a clearly definable scene that is gathering. What they do all have in common is simple explanatory patterns and the desire to rebel, in some cases even to overthrow the system with crude, unprovable theories and fear scenarios. Among them is the former Berlin teacher and Holocaust denier Nikolai Nerling, who also takes to the streets because he wishes to deny the Holocaust with impunity. And Ken Jebsen, a former RBB radio presenter who now reaches a large audience on YouTube with conspiracy stories and presents his very own non-verifiable conspiracy fantasies. Kliche observed that demo initiators distinguish themselves with self-proclaimed expertise and a lot of self-confidence, referring to them as moral entrepreneurs, more entrepreneurial than moral, stating, quote, "They shout that the public welfare is at risk and sell books, t-shirts, and CDs with their ideas. They gain visibility, influence, and money. And by selling their views, they create small political careers for themselves where they would otherwise be obscure, eccentric figures." Unquote. Kliche says these demonstrators and their leaders don't have to agree on how they see the world because they act as they accuse their opponents, without any interest in discourse. Fashion events Premium and Neonite, two central components of Fashion Week Berlin, will take place in Frankfurt am Main next year. The organizers' Premium group announced on Monday that Frankfurt Fashion Week is to be established near the exhibition grounds. The Berlin Fashion Week, which has attracted around 70,000 visitors per season in recent years, is now facing its end. Up until now, the fashion shows held in the Mercedes-Benz Arena alongside the exhibitions have only made up a small part of the event. Frankfurt's mayor, Peter Feldmann, believes the move will make Frankfurt the new hotspot of the fashion and lifestyle scene and the new international fashion metropolis. Hesse's Minister of Economics, Tarek Al-Wazir, is very pleased about the decision, remarking that a future Frankfurt Fashion Week is of great economic importance for the city and an important and positive signal for an industry shaken by the consequences of the corona pandemic. Detlef Braun, member of the Board of Management of Messe Frankfurt, added, quote, "Five platforms, three trade fairs, two conferences, over 2,000 designers, brands, and fashion companies, Frankfurt Fashion Week will become a highly attractive and relevant location for the international fashion business." Fashion Week was last held twice a year and took place in Berlin for the last time in January. The new concept for Frankfurt is to be presented this autumn. As announced by the airport company yesterday, due to the corona pandemic, only 9,000 instead of 20,000 volunteers will participate in the trial operations for the new Capital Airport BER. All previous volunteers registered will therefore become invalid and receive a cancellation notice, and a new pool of volunteers will be found shortly. Airport boss Engelbert Ludke Daldrup, referring to the distance and hygiene rules, remarked, quote, "Safety and health have top priority," adding that there would nevertheless be a sufficient test phase so that the airport could start operating safely and reliably. Trial operations with original volunteers were to start at the end of June. Now, according to a spokesperson, it will be 4 to 6 weeks later. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.